amended and the priorities fought for, and that's what we're doing. We just need a little more time on the calendar to do it, and that's why we are.
Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, yesterday in the U.S. Capitol. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the national debt big time. It's $34 trillion. We'll talk about it with David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation. That's all next on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Golden Knights are back on the ice tonight, looking for their first win streak in more than a month. The New York Rangers are in town for a 7 o'clock faceoff at the Fortress. To say Raiders defensive end Max Crosby endorses Antonio Pierce being named head coach would be an understatement. The three-time Pro Bowler suggested it would be ridiculous and insane not to bring Pierce back. Crosby references the last time the team made a mistake in not elevating then-interim head coach Rich Bisaccia. How good are the Lady Rebels? Consider that UNLV women's basketball has not only made two straight appearances in the NC2A tournament, they have a Mountain West Conference winning streak that has reached 29 games. They'll host New Mexico Saturday afternoon at Cox Pavilion.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
New details on an accident or two coming in from Boulder City area. I-11 southbound approaching College Drive. Still have that right lane blocked off there. Good news is that accident on I-11 northbound at Horizon has been cleared. All lanes open now. So just the one. I-11 southbound approaching College. Stay to the left. Two accidents in the southwest, one off the freeway on Jones northbound just past 215, and also one at Blue Diamond and Rainbow. We'll have clear sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures warming up into the low 60s. It's 43 right now, and rain is in the forecast for the weekend. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It doesn't get enough play out on the campaign trail. I hope it will, and I'm going to try and make it a major theme that we're going to be talking about over the course of, the next 10 and a half months until Election Day, and that is the national debt, $34 trillion national debt. I had a chance to visit with David Ditch earlier. He is from the Heritage Foundation, talks about, he's a senior fellow and talks a lot about fiscal policy. And I asked him, tell me why it's important to shine a light on this overspending by government.
5 years ago, I was complaining that was too high, but a lot of times the damage from the debt was more sort of theoretical. It's not a theory anymore. The wave of inflation that we've been experiencing over the last few years is the result of the massive spending spree that Congress went on using the COVID pandemic as an excuse to throw dollars at every pet interest group that they could find. The spike in interest rates was caused by the inflation. The interest rate spike has pushed homeownership out of the reach of millions, tens of millions of families across the country. And unfortunately, it's going to something has to give, because the deficits remain way higher than is remotely sustainable. Inflation is still half again higher than it was before the pandemic, let alone that it's inflation on top of the inflation that we've already been suffering. And until the inflation's more under control, they're never going to bring the interest rates back down.
So where is the blame? Is it on Congress? I know the congressional leaders went to the White House yesterday to meet with the president. Is it the president? Is it a combination of the two? What?
I would say it's a combination of the two. The first blame should go to Congress because they have the power of the purse. The Biden administration has gone out of its way to make things worse, to sort of bend the law where possible so they can spend more money to give out more handouts. But at the end of the day, it is Congress. It is a problem that's been caused by Congress, and it's a problem that Congress needs to take some action ever to resolve.
What's the difference in this spending, Democrats versus Republicans? Is this a partisan issue or is this bipartisan?
It is absolutely bipartisan. You know, over the course of the last couple decades, we've had every different combination of who controls which part of Congress, who controls the White House. The debt keeps going up. And it's because it's more politically convenient in the short term to just use deficit spending as a catch-all solution to problems. And what the politicians keep banking on is that they won't have to deal with the consequences, but they are having to deal with the consequences. There are good reasons why support for Congress is so low.
Again, David Ditch joining us. He is the senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation. Tell us about earmarks. We've gone kind of back and forth on earmarks over the years. Yeah, we're going to do earmarks. No, we're going to really have reform, and we're not going to do earmarks. But they're still doing the same stuff. They're still doling out tens of billions of dollars. Can you talk a little bit about earmarks, and where are we on earmarks right now, by the way? Are we doing them or not doing them?
Right now, we are doing them. They've been in place for – they were brought back 2 years ago, unfortunately. This is where Congress, in the annual spending process, will give special authorization for specific projects that are requested by members of Congress. And I'll give you a pertinent example. Last year, Representative Titus, along with Senators Cortez Masto and Rosen, got an earmark that spends $2 million for solar lighting at bus stops in Las Vegas.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And does this go through the regular order process? They talk about regular order. Does that have to go through this, or as an earmark, does it just get put into some spending bill?
There is a certain process that ensures that there is transparency. We do know the names of the people who should get the credit or blame, depending on how you're looking at it. So, for example, that's why I know that those three Congress critters thought that this was the bus stop solar lighting was a good use of taxpayer dollars. The way I look at this is sort of, we've got massive problems. In the next 10 years, both Social Security and Medicare could very well go bankrupt. They're kicking the can on that problem, but they can't even show a willingness to not waste money on these boondoggles. As long as, like, this demonstrates how far we are from Congress behaving with an iota of responsibility.
There you have it. Good guy, David Ditch, and a smart dude when it comes to federal spending and fiscal policy, and all a part of what we were up to earlier today on the Live and Local. Coming up tomorrow, I'm really excited about tomorrow. Lara Trump will size up the Republican presidential race. We'll talk about the campaign. We'll talk about the indictments, the court appearances. How is the family coping? We'll get to that with Lara Trump coming up tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly, News and Comment, and Clay and Buck are next. Go Knights, go! Small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, January 18th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump in the courtroom. New Hampshire primary clarification. 911 call released. And Supreme Court signaling. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump was in a courtroom in New York City yesterday. This is the E. Jean Carroll case, where Carroll says Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in either 1995 or 1996. She doesn't remember, which is why you always hear the media say, sometime in the 90s. Well, Trump denied this happened. So then she sued him for defamation because he called her a liar. He shattered her reputation. So that's the country we live in. Someone can accuse you of rape. You say it didn't happen. And now you get sued for defamation. Well, in the courtroom, apparently, when she was testifying, Trump kept talking to his lawyer. And the judge told him to keep quiet. The judge said, Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial. I understand you're probably eager for me to do that. And Trump said back, I would love it. By the way, the latest poll in New Hampshire has Trump up by 16 over Nikki Haley, and he's over the 50% mark. I have to make a quick correction to something I said yesterday. I talked to the New Hampshire Republican Party chairman to clarify their open primary situation. So around 30% of the state is registered Republican, 30% registered Democrat, and the remaining 40% are undeclared voters. So if you are a registered Democrat and you want to vote in the Republican primary, you would have had to have changed your party affiliation back in October. But if you're already an undeclared voter, which 40% of the state is, when you show up to the polling location, you can choose which ballot you want. Do you want the Republican ballot or the Democratic ballot? But that's if you're already undeclared. This party chairman says he doesn't expect much sabotage, people voting in the other primary. Our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who was hospitalized due to complications for a, quote, elective surgery related to prostate cancer and never told the White House, well, the 911 call has been released. The person who called 911 to transport Austin from his home in Virginia to Walter Reed is a federal employee, said, can I ask that the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle. Well, subtle they were. They never told the White House. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments about a case that would overturn a legal doctrine called Chevron deference. This deference says that the courts should defer to what federal agencies believe is a reasonable interpretation of ambiguous laws passed by Congress. Well, this court doesn't seem to like this Chevron deference. Justice Gorsuch said, with this deference, the government always wins. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, welcome to the icebox of New Hampshire, the live free or die state, unless you expire from frostbite. It's chilly in this quintessential New England place. You might begin humming, "Here Comes the Sun," in early May, if global warming kicks in. The Granite State is a tough area where whiners are shunned. Ice hockey without helmets, ice fishing with no shelter, steak and eggs, high cholesterol is a hobby. New Hampshire. Donald Trump, not a favorite son here. Too bellicose, too city slicker. The conservative areas north of Concord like his policies, but in general, his style is too brash for this rural place. Nikki Haley plays well in the southern part of the state, which is dominated by Boston commuters fleeing punitive taxation. The South Carolinian is a factor here, and a good amount of Democrats will vote for her in the open primary next Tuesday in order to hurt Trump. If Haley wins or even comes close, the corporate media will coalesce around this simple message: Trump is damaged. Joe Biden not even on the ballot because New Hampshire people loathe him. Ron DeSantis bolted from Iowa to South Carolina, but he's back in New Hampshire now. He's polling in the single digits, though. He doesn't have a chance. So that is the setup. Trump versus Haley next Tuesday. Let the snowball fight begin. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Dan O'Brien, Cameron, North Carolina. Why would Democrats want to vote for Haley in New Hampshire when every poll says she would defeat Biden? Because they hate Trump. It's emotion, emotion, emotion. Get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. They're crazed. Doris, concierge member. Thank you, Doris. Propaganda rules because almost every headline on the internet is negative towards Trump. Absolutely true. Every headline, negative. Alice, I'm Canadian, and I worry a great deal about my country. Our leader is useless, Justin Trudeau. Our media are liars. Our general population doesn't care or is simply not interested. I'm worried. I don't know how bad it is up in there in Canada, but I do know that the press in Canada, particularly in the eastern part of the country, beyond belief. Michael Galgano, Wisconsin, New York, out on Long Island. Is there any way we in New York State can stop Hochul from using state tax dollars for illegal aliens? No. Can't. He's going to pass a budget. The very left-wing legislature in Albany will pass it, and you'll get $3 billion. $3 billion. Jeez. Patricia Smith, Indianapolis. I wish someone would ask Joe Biden if he thinks Hunter has been paying his fair share. That would be a great question. But Biden didn't talk to the press, and he wouldn't answer that anyway. He'll go, "That's a stupid question." John Kaza, Plainfield, Vermont. I've been following you, O'Reilly, for many years. Always been a big fan. I watch the No Spin News every day. You tell like it is and deal only in the truth backed by cold, hard facts. Thank you for being a stand-up guy. Thank you, John, up in Vermont, for watching us and the millions of others who watch and listen. We very much appreciate you. In a moment, something you might not know. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle, like, this water ain't woke, and bottled with liberal tears. Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 57 years ago today, the self-confessed Boston Strangler was convicted of several crimes, including rape, sexual assault, and abduction. Ironically, he was not found guilty of strangling anyone. Here is the story. Beginning in 1962, a dozen women in Boston were sexually assaulted, then brutally murdered. The victims had their clothes removed, a rope tied around their necks in the shape of a bow. Police dubbed the culprit the Boston Strangler. For the next 2 years, a serial killer was pursued by law enforcement and local criminal gangs. Even the Italian mafia tried to get him. In 1964, a woman survived an attack. For the first time, police had a physical description of the assailant. They soon identified a suspect named Albert DeSalvo, but had insufficient evidence to make an arrest. The man was eventually detained on a non-related charge and sent to a mental hospital for evaluation. There, he told his lawyers he was the infamous Strangler. During the admission, police were dubious. No physical evidence tied DeSalvo to any of the murders. On January 18, 1967, Albert DeSalvo was found guilty of rape and sentenced to life in prison. 6 years later, he was stabbed to death in the jail hospital. The attacker was never identified. The saga caused a national sensation, even a hit film starring Tony Curtis and Henry Fonda. And here's something else you might not know. In 2013, the Boston Police Department reopened the case using DNA evidence. Authorities exhumed the body of DeSalvo and retrieved fragments of hair, skin, and bones. Samples taken from the crime definitively linked Albert DeSalvo to one of the victims. But to this day, no one has been officially charged in any of the Boston Strangler murders. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.